beginning this afternoon's shir in Simen Pei Tes. We are up to Sif Ches, which is the last word on page 240. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, B'shas Atchak, in a pressing situation, kigon shetzarech lahashkim laderech, like someone needs to get up early to go traveling, yochol lehispalel misha'ola amud ha-shachar. He's able to daven Shmona Esrei from the time of Amud HaShachar, v'yamtim milikros kriyashma ad shiagiyaz mana. And he should wait to say kriyashma until the proper time for kriyashma comes. Says the Rama, im efshar lo likros kriyashma al haderech. If he's able to say kriyashma on the way, dehainu sheyeskavim b'pasuk rishon, that he'll be at least able to have kavana on his trip for the first pasuk of kriyashma, then he should wait with kriyashma later, even though he's saying Shmona Esrei earlier. The afa pisha eno somek ulu l'tfila, and even though by doing this, by davening Shmona Esrei earlier and Shema later, he's obviously not being somek ulu l'tfila. Hachi odiv tvei, this is a better way to do it. She yispalel bebeisul mu'umu, to daven at home standing up. Mimashi yispalel bezmano, rather than davening in the proper zman, v'hu mahalich, and he's walking or traveling, v'yismoch ulu l'tfila, and then he would be able to be somek ulu l'tfila. So it's better to daven standing in your house now without smichas geulah tefillah than to daven later on in the proper time, but while you're traveling, even though you will be somech geulah tefillah. And that's the sheet of the Mechaber. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, a sheet not like that, that we hold like. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins on page Kuf Chaf Aleph in the fifth line, Sifkatan Lamed Ches. We said he has to go out to a journey. V'ein hashyara mamtenes lo, and the caravans are not waiting for him. O sha'ar dechok v'ones, or any other kind of pressing situation or ones. So yochol lehispalel pirish. Dibistam derech eino yochol lechavim itvila. On a stam journey, you're not able to mechavim during davening. Bein kishum mahalach beraglo, of whether you're going to be walking with your feet, o yoshe bagolo, or sitting in a wagon, or besvino, or on a boat. Ulefikach amru chacham, and therefore the chachamim tell us, she'tov yoser she'yispalel misha'ola amud ha'shachar af she'enu adayin ikar zman tefila. Therefore, Chazal tell us it's better to daven earlier by alos, even though it's not the ikar zman tefila. V'gam lo yuchal lismok ulu tefila, and you also, by doing this, you will not be able to be somek ulu tefila, ki lo yuchal likro oz kriyashma, because since you're able to have kavana later for a little bit of kriyashma, you're not allowed to daven kriyashma earlier. Dayan lo higia zmana ad shiakir az chavero b'richuk dal ramos, because it still hasn't reached the zman of kriyashma, which is when you recognize your friend from 4 amos away. U'mikom makom zeu tov yoser. Still, this is better, mishi yispalel baderech, rather than davening on the way, bezmano, in the right time, im smichas geulah tefillah, with being somek geulah tefillah, ki bebeiso yuchal yispalel bamida. Because at home, you'll be able to daven standing. And therefore, the Mechaber is choosing the maila of standing and having kavana properly, than davening in the right time with smichas geulah tefillah. And the time that the Mechaber said was that you could daven from Ola Omer HaShachar. So the Mishnah Berurah clarifies in Sifkat and then that which we learned a couple of days ago. Ayin b'ber halacha b'sif aleph shekosavnu b'shem harbe poskim. Look what we wrote in the very beginning of the siman in the ber halacha b'shem many poskim. The svirlu that they hold the dafka achar sheheir mizrach. That it's not enough even b'dieved b'shas alchak to daven by Omer HaShachar, but rather you have to wait till a few minutes later till heir pnei mizrach. The kodam azel lo higia adayin zman tefila, because before heir mizrach it did not begin zman tefila at all. Specifically, if you want them to make a bracha on the tefillin, that certainly would be inappropriate. Because that, even according to the more lenient opinion that you could daven Shmona Esrei earlier, even from that time, that would be usher to make a bracha on the tefillin. Afilu achar sheheir mizrach, and even after heir mizrach already passed, ad zman sheyakir as chaveru bricha dal ramos. There, you can't make the bracha on the tefillin until mishiyakir. But if that zman came of Mishayakir, Lukuli Alma, then according to everyone, Yikra Kriyashma, V'yispal Bebeso Kitikuna, then you should daven at home properly, V'somek Ulu Tefila, because you already reached Zman Kriyashma, say Kriyashma and Shmona Esrei in your house the proper way. Even though it's not yet reached Netzachama, which is the best time to daven, but here at least it reached Mishayakir, Zman Kriyashma, so you gain a lot more, you gain Smichas Ulu Tefila, you gain already the Iker Zman of Kriyashma, and therefore you could daven already there. Kevin Shu Shasat Chak, since Lamaisa is a Shasat Chak, so that's grounds to daven before Nates. The Imu Baderach Bamalon, and if he's on the way in a hotel, Vashyara Shalo Omdim Lispalo Kodim Zazman, and the people that he's with are getting ready to daven before the Zman of Mishayakir, Umishar, and he evaluates and figures out that Ad Baruch Hu Yagi Hazman, that by the time they get up to Baruch Hu, it will be the Zman of Misha Yakir. So Yuchalu Lahaskil Birchas Baruch Shomer Gamkin Imohim Le'es Ato Below Tfilin. He can start from Baruch Shomer with them now without Tfilin. Oshi Yulbash Tfilin Beli Bracha, or he can even put his Tfilin on already, but not yet make the Bracha. V'achar Shiyagia Ben Yishtabach LeYotzer, and then when the Tzibur gets between Yishtabach and Yotzer, Yire Im Higia Hazman, he'll check to make sure it reached the time of Misha Yakir, and Yamash Mesh Behen V'Yavarech, and if he has his Tfilin on already, he'll move them around, he'll make the Bracha. If he doesn't have them on yet, then he'll put them on at that point. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkatan Mem Aleph. That's going on the Ramah. The Ramah said, he explained the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says that you should daven Shmoneh Esrei then from the time of Alos, or as we just clarified, the time of Heir Mizrach, but you should wait with Kriyat Shema until it reaches the time. The Ramah said, if you can't, as long as you'll be able to have Kavanah for the first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema in a proper time later. Ratzalomer Dim Yodea Shagam Kriyat Shema Pasuk Rishon Lo Yuchal Lechavim Baderech. If you know that you're not going to have Kavanah also for the first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema on the trip, like you're going to be going into a dangerous place where there are wild animals and there are robbers, you're not going to be able to focus even for a minute. So mutter likro kriyashma bebeso gamkein tekef misha'ola omer ha-shachar. Then that would be grounds for davening kriyashma earlier as well from the time of omer ha-shachar in your house. Afal pi shadayin lo igia ikir hazman. Even though it has not yet reached ikir zman, in that case you would gain that you would be some ikulu tefila, but you would lose in the fact that you're saying kriyashma too early for the zman as well. Hachi Adif, the Mechaber told us that this is better. Again, the Maila of davening standing at home with Kavana is a greater Maila than davening on the road without Kavana in the proper time, even though then you'll be able to be somewhat good with Tfila. But says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkata Membeis, V'rov ha'olam ein yisharim bazeh. Most of the world, the majority of the world is not careful about this. The Efshir Mishum de Nohagin ki idach poskim, and it's possible because they are not like the other poskim, the Sfirulu that they hold, the Mismach Ku'ula Latvila Adif, that being so make Ku'ula Latvila is more important. Al Kain, therefore, Mispalin Baderech im Smichas Ku'ula Latvila. Therefore, they daven on the road, and they're so make Ku'ula Latvila, they don't daven Shema Esrei earlier, and then Shema later, they don't do that. Od Kosav, imhu baderech, if a person is on the road and misyare shiavur is man kriyashma, and is getting close to the end of the third hour, and he's worried that he's going to miss man kriyashma, yikra kriyashma b'li brachos, say kriyashma alone before this man, without the brachos, ugeshiyava lamalon, and when he reaches the hotel, yikra odapam kriyashma imbrachosav yismachu latvila, and like we saw already many times, then afterwards he can go back, say Kriya Shema again with the brachos and Shemon Esrei, and he could properly be some Gula Tfila. So he chaps man Kriya Shema on the road, and he chaps some Gula Tfila later when he repeats Kriya Shema with the brachos and with Shemon Esrei. V'imhu roa shi'avor gam zman tfila, and if he's on the road and he sees he's also going to miss man tfila shi'rak adal chos, which is only, like we learned, until the end of the fourth hour. Vada yispal Shemon Esrei gam kein baderach mahalich umayushuv. Then for sure he should have Shemon Esrei also on the road, whether he's walking or he is sitting. But if it's a matter of missing Zman Tfila or davening in one of these other ways, certainly one should daven now, even though he's not in the proper state. He's not standing in place. He's walking or he's sitting. Ukishanoseya Balaila, if a person is traveling at night, Viyocholovo Bamolom Lihispalo Shamariv, and he's able to reach a hotel to daven Mariv there, Nochon lihisachir lihispalel ad bo osham. It's better to delay your tefillah till you get there and daven at the hotel. Velo yispalel ba'od baderech, and don't daven while you're on the road. Im lo shu yoshin al ha'gola, unless of course you are sleeping on the wagon. V'yeshlochu shema besoch kach yala omer ha'shachar, and you're worried that by time you wake up it might be ready omer ha'shachar. Then vada you should daven before you fall asleep on the road. Or if you're afraid that the place, your destination, your hotel that you're going to reach is not going to have a place that you're going to be able to daven at peace, the people of the house are going to confuse you and throw you off, you're not going to be able to daven, then that also would be grounds for davening on the road and not waiting till you get to your hotel. That is the end of Siman Pei Tes, and now we begin Siman Tzadi. Siman Tzadi is about Mokom HaRoy L'Espalel, the proper place to daven, U'L'Espalel Im HaTzibur, to daven with a congregation, V'din HaHolech Baderech, and one who is on the road. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, HaMispalel, one who is davening, Lo Yamod Lo Agabe Mito, he should not be standing not on top of a bed, V'Lo Agabe Kise, not on top of a chair, V'Lo Agabe Safso, not on top of a stool. The Ramah adds on, V'Afilu Einon Givon Gimel, even if they are not higher than three Tfachim. V'lo agabe makom gavoa. You also should not be davening on top of a high place. So besides the bed, the chair, the safsal, you also shouldn't be on a high place, even if the ground is raised there, as we'll see shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. One should not daven in any of these places. Ela im kein hayazaken ochola, unless he was older or he was sick. O shahaya kavanaso lashmiya letzibur, or if he is the chazan and he wants the whole tzibur to be able to hear him, these are heterim for davening on these higher places. Now, as we will see in the Mishnah Berurah right now, there are two reasons that are given why we are concerned if a person davens in a high place. One is we don't want a person to feel haughty in front of Hashem. Gavus, if they are makom, it's gaivadik. And number two, and that's only if you went up there bedavka to daven, but if you're already there for other reasons, that reason wouldn't apply. Also, we don't want a person to be afraid while he's davening, he won't be able to concentrate. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, we said in the Ramah that even if the air... Yeah, we said even if it's Einan Gvon Gimel, because when a person is standing on these places, he is bothered, and he's afraid that maybe he's going to fall, and he's not able to have proper kavana in his davening. According to that reason, that which the mechaber matter later on in the sif, by an old person or a sick person, after Ainbo Mishum Gavus, even though of course there's no gaiv over there, they're not doing it for gaivic reasons, they're doing it because it's hard to get down, they're older, they're sick. Mikomokum I Osir Lambul Machmas Biasusa. Still it should be usher for them to daven there because of fear. Because now we see the reason of fear. If you're afraid you're gonna fall, it's a problem. So what's pshat by the chol zakin? How can we matter? So tzarach lomar atam, you have to say the reason why we're matter by a chol and a zakin, even though they might be afraid that they're gonna fall, it might ruin their kavana. To low it shichu chachomim, the chachomim will not matriach a zakin or a chola, even though they might lose some of their kavana, they weren't matriach them because they're sick or old. The tiru lispal aleim b'mashit of lo, and they allow them to daven on top of these things the way it's good for them, be yeshiva or b'amida, whether they're sitting or standing. That's one answer to the question of why aren't we worried about them being afraid, because we have no other eitzah, so we weren't matriach them. Oye shlomer demari shom begavni deleka biasusa. Or it could be that we can make an ukimta, we could say that case is talking about that when matter, the older or sick person, to daven on a high place, when it's a scenario where there is no fear, as we'll see shortly, maybe there's a wall around it, or it's a certain length by width, so there is no fear. Sifkatan Beis is going in that which the Ramah said, even if it's not three high, it's a problem. Habach v'ataz matir, in the bach and the taz, if it's under three, are matir. Avil ha'el yirabah posek ha'shulchan aruch, but el yirabah passens like the shulchan aruch. I guess the way the Ramah explains the shulchan aruch. Sifkatan Gimel, v'lo agave mokom gavoa, you should not daven on a high place. L'fi she'ein gavus l'fnei mokom, there should be no highness, haughtiness, gaiva in front of Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mimamakim kerasicha Hashem, from the depths we call out to Hashem. Zaken ocholas sifkatan dalud shekoshel oleirid mealamita. If it's an older person or a sick person, it's hard for him to get down from bed. Then we allow him to daven on the bed. Or the third case that we said was mutter besides the zaken ocholu was someone who's trying to let his voice be heard to the tzibur. Sifkatan hey, the Mishnah Berurah says to mutter lo lamar agabe makom gavoa. That person who's going to be the chazan is allowed to stand on a high place. The afilu agabe kiseh or safsel, even on top of a chair or a stool. The ein bazeh mishum gavus. And that's not considered gaiva because he's doing it so everyone can hear him. He's not doing it for gaivadic reasons. The yeshmana achronim shekasu dehecha the yeshbo mishum biasusa. Some achronim write that even by the chazan, if there is a concern of him being afraid and he might fall and lose his kavana, afilu lashmiya latzibur aser. Then even if he's doing it for the congregation to hear, it would be aser. Kosav amogin avrum shealshav nogu shamokum shealshilatzibur omir alav hu omok mishar beisakneses. Even though the mechaber discusses a case where the chazan wants his voice to be heard, he goes to a high place. But the Magen Avraham writes that the Minog nowadays, and there are places that have this, not many, but I've seen a few places, nowadays the Minog is that the place where the Shilat Tzibur stands is lower down than the rest of the shul. He goes down to where he's standing to daven for the Amud. Mishum mimamakim kerasicha Hashem, because of that pasuk, that from the depths I call out to you Hashem. V'lochein nikra ashatz b'chomokom yored lifnei ateva. That's why all over Mishnayis and Gemara, when we talk about the chazan, we talk about the one who is yored lifnei ateva, the one who goes down in front of the teva. So you see that you're supposed to be going down. The mokom of the chazan is supposed to be lower down. Let's continue weiter in the Mechaber and Sif Beis. Shir mokom gavoa sha'amru. That which we just discussed in Halacha Aleph, that you shouldn't be on a mokom gavoa. What is the shir of a mokom gavoa? Shlosha tvachim, three tvachim high. As we pointed out before, there are some shitas that are machmir, that it's less than three, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah said that the El Yerabah, passing to the Shulchan Aruch, referring to the Shulchan Aruch and Al-Chabez, where he speaks out that it's three tefachim. I suppose Aloch Aleph, the Mechaber did not speak that out. So the Shir of Mokom Gavoa that they said that you shouldn't daven there is three tefachim high. Haya Gavoa Shlosha, if it was three tefachim high, V'yeshva Arba Amos al Arba Amos, but the area was length by width, 4 amos by 4 amos, Harehu Ka'aliyah, it's like a second floor, Umutr L'Hispalabo, and you're allowed to daven there, there's no gaiva there, there's not scary there, and it's mutter. V'cheinim Haya Mukav Mechitzos, and so too if the area that you're standing on is surrounded by walls, Afal Pi She'embo Arba al Arba, even if it doesn't have the length by width of 4 by 4 amos, Mutr L'Hispalabo, you would be allowed to daven there, She'ein Gavo Nik. The high place of this platform is not recognizable because of the walls. Kevan shechalak rishus, since it's a separate rishus, since it has walls around it, it's its own rishus. It's not gaivide because it's not recognizable that it's high, and it's certainly not afraid. There's no fear of falling because you have walls around you. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav Mokom Gavoa Pirish Afilu Hu Ara Semichta. Even if it's just raised ground, it's not like a stool or a bed. It's just the ground that's raised up in a certain spot. Vegova Gimel Tfachim, and it's 3 tfachim high. Aser Lamar Olav Lispal. You shouldn't stand on that high spot that's 3 tfachim high in order to daven. Aval Pachos Mizeh Ein Gavo Nikar. But if it's less than that, less than 3 tfachim, then the height is not recognizable. Look at note number 4. V'lamad agabe karim uchsasos, to be davening standing on top of pillows and blankets. We're going to see later on in the Mishnah Berurah that it's aser mishum shenire kimizgoeh. It looks like you're being haughty. Afilum einam gevoim shoshet tefachim. Even if it's not tefachim high, davening on a pillow is just inappropriate. Ubiyom kippur im rotzel aniach asavim ala karka. Some people put down a mat or they put down some grasses under their feet on Yom Kippur to make it easier for them to stand. We're going to see later on. These very low things are considered batel l'karka, and therefore it is mutter. Look at note number 5. On that which we just said in the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, that if it was less than 3 tfachim, the gavo is on nikar. V'lamad al gabi aras smichta, and to be standing on the raised ground, haynu shakaka k'tas yosef gavoa misviva seha, the ground is a little higher than the surrounding areas. Mavur bebeis yosef shemutter. The Beis Yosef says it's mutter af ludeya ha'oseres lamar agabe safsel she'eno gavoa shol shetvachim. In other words, even the shita of the Ramah earlier that said that less than 3 were machmir, that's only when it's a separate item. That's if it's a stool or if it's a chair, even less than 3 tfachim, then there's a tzad to be machmir. But over here, where it's the ground itself that's raised up, the Beis Yosef says, according to everyone, it would be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkat and Zayin, if it's mukaf mechitzo. So first of all, note number 6, he points out that the height of the walls, the Kaf HaChaim tells us, has to be 10 tefachim, which is always a shear of a mechitzo, makes it a separate shus. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin, ubima chadosha shebebeis ha-kneses, a new bima in shul shadayin lo hukfa mechitzos, which still did not have the walls put up around it. Pashit to usher lispalil aleha. It's pashit that is usher to daven on this new bima that doesn't have walls around it. Miu, however, l'inyan shamash. When it comes to the shamash, or we'll call him the gabai. When it comes to the gabai, shemikomu lamud sham bekvius l'tzarche besakneses, where that's his mokum kavu. That's where he stands to take care of the needs of the shul. Near it, the mutter would appear for him. It would be mutter kmo l'inyan umonin shebesif gimel. Just like we'll see by workers right now in sif gimel. Now we'll do Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is lengthy, but there are no Mishaburas, so we'll just do the Mechaber. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Ha'umanin, workers, Sha'osin Malacha L'Bal HaBayis, that are doing a job for a Bal HaBayis, Yecholin L'Hispalo B'Rosh HaZayis B'Rosh HaTe'ena, they are allowed to daven on top of an olive tree and on top of a fig tree. Ve'ein bazem mishum lo yamur al gabe mokom gavoa v'yispalel, and there is no iser of not standing on a high place and davening when they're up there. Why? The kevan sha'olu lasos malachtom, since they went up there to do a job, havei kemo sha'olu l'aliyah, it's like you went up to the second floor. It's only gaivadik if you go to daven bedafka in a high place, but if you're doing a work in a high place and you daven there, that would not be considered gaivadik, and therefore that takes care of concern number 1 of davening in a high place, that it's gaiva. This is not gaiva since you're doing your work there anyway. Therefore, it's as if you went to a second floor, which is not a problem at all. Ubishar ilanos tzrichin leireid. However, other trees besides the zayis and the te'ena, the workers must go down to daven. What's the difference? V'atam shenishtano hazayis mishar ilanos, and the reason why the zayis and who had in the te'ena are different than other trees. Mipnei sheyesh lohem anofim harbe yoser mishar ilanos. Because the olive tree has much more branches than other trees. V'yesh torach godol ba'aliyaso ubiyiridaso. And therefore, it is a very big burden to go up and to go down. And memela v'yisbatlu mimalachtam. And therefore, to make them go up and down, or down and up in this case, that would stop them from doing their work. Ulefikach omru sheyisbalu sham. And therefore, Chazal said they should just daven over there. Again, this is addressing the reason of davening in a place where you might be afraid. Just like we saw by the Chola and the Zaki, and the Mishabura told us that even though there may be a problem of being afraid, either you could say it's a case where there's not afraid, or you could say even though they're afraid, Chazal will not matriach them to go down because it's hard for them. So here also, since they're going to be missing work, so even though it might be a place where they'll lose a little bit of Kavanah, still, in order that they shouldn't lose out on doing work for the Baal Bayis, Chazal was not matriach them that they should go down, because these trees, the Zayis and the Te'ena, have a lot of branches, and it would be otherwise a big tircha to go down and up. But other trees, the leka bitul, where there would be no bitul malacha, because it's very easy to go up and down, so yerdu, they should go down, and they should daven. But till here, we're only discussing the workers. So again, all the workers who are up there have no concern about davening in a place that's gaivadik, because they didn't go up there to daven, no gaiva. In terms of being afraid, Chazal never were machmir on those who are on a big, crowded, busy tree like the Zayas tree to go down, because then, even though they might lose a little kavana, it would be bitul malacha to the babayas, and they weren't a gozer that they have to go down. However, other trees where it's not a tircha, then they have to go down because they have to daven in the place where they have proper kavana. And when you're high up, you may not have proper kavana. That's all by the workers. But the Mechaber continues in the second to last line and tells us, what about the Baal Bayis himself? U Baal HaBayis, but the owner of the house, the one in charge of the workers, afilu meirosh hazayis v'ateinu tzarech leirei lehispalel. Even if he's on top of an olive tree or a fig tree, he must go down to daven. Da'einu meshuvah l'malacha. He's the boss. He's not meshuvah to anyone for work. We're not worried about bitul malacha. It's his own parnasa. And therefore, we don't have the heter that he's going to be ruining the malacha for someone else because he's the boss. And therefore, just because they were lenient by the workers, because of bitul malacha, because they have an achrayas to work for the Baal Bayis, they would not make it for the Baal Bayis himself. He has to take the loss of parnasa and go down and daven properly. We will stop here and we'll continue in Ritz Hashem in the next year in Siv Dalet.